以程四，咁就係跟上石奧巴士總站保育復修嘅。咁咧就歡迎以下嘅部門代表咧係出席會議，咁就係地政署港島西及南區地政署嘅高級產業測量師李容修先生，古物古蹟辦事處一級助理館長黃麗娟女士，新世界第一巴士服務有限公司及城巴有限公司總經理梁宣偉先生，同埋助理公眾事務經理尹慧嫻小姐。咁咧就呢、個議程咧就係由阿彭卓奇議員提出嘅。咁我了解到咧，即係因為尋日晏晝咧又發生咗另外一單又係同巴士公司同埋又係同啲古蹟相關嘅事情啦。咁我相信即係阿彭卓奇議員可能都會有提及嘅，咁但係我預先係容許佢提及嗰部分嘅事情，因為咧佢唔提嘅話，我即係佢趁而家齊人有一提嘅話咧，咁我都係一個適合嘅時間咧去處理咗佢，就唔好搞到 A O B 大家走曬嘅時候就自己同自己講嘢就好無謂啦。咁請阿彭卓奇議員講咗你而家嗰個題目先好冇？
都係主席，我想確認翻現在我講嘅題目係講翻呢個先係咪？
是你講呢個先，即係如果你有陣間討論嘅時間都需要嘅，咁我係可以容許大家討論埋嗰個係赤柱油
局嗰個問題啫，
係啦，同埋出面嗰巴士站嗰個問題。
好，多謝主席。咁好，多謝主席。咁多謝即係部門出席今日個會議啦。咁其實呢一個嘅復修嘅過程咧，其實我原本都諗住可能喺一個小嘅會上面去討論嘅。咁但係由於呢件事情都一段時間咧，咁都知道其實各個部門都喺度協力咁嘅跟進嘅。咁所以我哋都希望可以做到我哋一個統籌嘅角色，睇下可唔可以喺呢個會議上面咧，就有一個指導性一個想法。或者一個嘅方向去到跟進石澳巴士總站嘅保育復修。咁先講一講石澳巴士總站嘅復修嘅情況啦。咁其實而家我哋講緊個石澳巴士總站嘅保育復修咧，主要歷史啦。咁呢度有啲好簡單嘅，總之就係、是、唔多講太詳細啦。總之就係佢喺1955年咧，已經係喺度噶啦。石澳巴士總站咁就係由以前嘅中巴啦。同埋咁經營之後，後尾就亦都到咗呢個新巴路線啦。咁2013年嘅9月咧，就獲呢個古物諮詢委員會評定為二級歷史建築嘅。咁嗱，呢個二級歷史建築一陣間都會再講翻，因為今日講緊嘅赤柱油局又係二級歷史建築啊。咁即係無獨有偶，好湊巧啊嚇，即係好多偶然啊。咁第二樣嘢就係個建築嘅風格啦。咁石澳巴士總站啦，咁見到佢一個興業嘅建築師設計啦。咁巴士總站其實就唔係好大。大嘅系啊，因为始终嗰阵时嘅人口啊，亦都唔系非常之嘅多嘅，咁所以佢都系得两层啦，一栋咧就系以一个钢筋混凝土嘅架构兴建嘅建筑物，嗱设计就实用嘅。OK， 咁佢嘅历史建筑咧，咁亦都系个风格，亦都系认为上世纪即系呢个20年代德国嘅呢个包豪斯艺术学院去设计嘅。咁如果古迹办同事可以更正我，如果我呢度有任何嘅资料嘅错漏啊，或者可以补充啊。咁嗱，講翻我哋現在今日嗰個嘅主題，咁我哋其實喺上任至現在啦，咁其實2020年咧，其實我哋都見到，我哋都曾經去信過新巴啦，就要求佢修葺嗰個石屎嘅摩洛問題，因為正如剛才所講啦，咁呢一個亦都係個古物嚟嘅，咁亦都出現咗一啲嘅需要復修嘅情況啦，咁新巴都好感謝同事啦，同我哋辦事處都一個好緊密嘅溝通嚇，咁亦都喺2020年嘅3月係完成咗一啲部分嘅修葺嘅工作嘅，咁直至到去2021年嘅1月咧，咁呢個 Shackle Bus Terminal 嘅石屎招牌咧個字母飛脱咗，咁呢個其實就好危險嘅，你見到嗰個 N 字咧，其實呢個跌咗個位置，呢個唔係個 I 字嚟嘅，係個 N 字右邊嗰棟嚟嘅，咁就咁喺呢度即係搖搖欲墜。咁我哋亦都喺收到呢個居民嘅一啲嘅反應之後，我哋隨即都同新巴嘅部門去溝通啦。咁亦都佢部門亦都好迅速地即時處理咗嘅。咁呢個都要感謝新巴嘅部分。咁嗱，咁好啦，我哋講完新巴嗰個嘅角色啦。咁其實我哋都嘗試過可能可以幫新巴，又或者係幫緊居民嚟講，究竟我哋點樣可以長遠地解決或者規劃好現在呢一個巴士總站嗰個復修嘅問題。咁嗱，當然啦，我過去跟進嘅部門咧，咁有新巴啦、運輸署啦，咁亦都有古蹟辦啦。咁過去我都曾經多次啦，咁我呢度唔想敘述太詳細嘅。咁我都明白，可能古蹟辦亦都人手嘅編制上面係有啲嘅困境啊。所以咧，我就每次覆都係未得到一個答覆嘅。2021年1月19日我去信啦，2021年1月20日亦都去信啦。咁1月到現在我 發過兩次電郵啦，兩次嘅電話啦，咁暫時可能都未有一個嘅回覆嘅。咁去到直至到上周啦，咁我哋再去睇睇個情況。咁現在你見到呢個圖片裏面嘅呢個左邊咧就係本人啦。咁你見到個巴士個 Shackle Bus Terminal 個 E 啊。已經剝落啦，咁 M 亦都好快係復修咗啦，咁啊側邊亦都係黑色啦，同埋鋼筋外露啦，石屎剝落啦，衛生欠奉嘅 ，OK， 咁你見到呢個上邊嘅嚇，咁啊即係原容許我唔會犯咗一啲嘅法律啦，因為我都好擔心會唔會話我擅闖入去嗰個公家用地定係點樣嘅用地，因為嗰度咧係冇掩門嘅，所以係可以自由地出入嘅。但我唔肯定，其實我係唔係會有唔墮法網嘅危險。但我只要重申一樣嘢，我只不過係真係睇睇個情況啊。咁你見到後邊咧，亦都有好多呢一啲嘅垃圾膠樽啦喺度嘅。咁亦都好感謝新巴代表啊！我哋知道呢個情況，亦都同新巴好迅速地回應。咁5月4號都通知本人，佢哋都進行咗一個小型維修啦，包括就係揾翻啲石屎啊，為鋼筋搽翻啲嘅防曬保護液等等嘅東西嘅。咁嗱，其實我哋今日個議程嚟講，我主要都係想針對翻問翻就係、是、嗱。現在本人提出，即係今日啦，5月6號喺南區區議會個問題就話，其實石澳巴士總站可以好快，我用到30秒嘅啫。巴士總站個復修個保養係何去何從？有冇一啲嘅長遠或者完整嘅保養嘅規劃咧？嗱，咁呢個圖咧，大家呢一個係大概係千禧年，咁我哋睇翻個資料圖片咧，大概係2005年嘅時間，咁現在見到其實已經係相差係非常之面目模糊噶啦，呢度已經係睇唔到。咁我都明白到就係相關部門嘅話有。这个牵涉到古迹啦，咁需要其实几个部门一起去到合作嘅，咁就系希望可以解决，因为而家嚟紧都就快风季，同埋雨季，咁我哋担心呢一个嘅问题会恶化啦，咁亦都唔希望会可能每次我哋都要劳烦到新巴，我哋一次喐一次佢哋又整嘅一个问题，睇下会唔会一个长远规划。多谢主席。
好，彭卓杰议员，你会唔会我俾多三分钟时间你讲埋赤柱
非常
嗰个油谷嗰个？
哦，系
简单啲。
嗱，赤柱嗰边嗰个嘅。個問題呢，咁如果今日大家有睇過新聞呢，咁琴晚同埋今朝早我都去過現場去到了解個情況，就係、是、又係即係不幸啦，咁一間新巴嘅路線一架巴士呢就同一個嘅電單車相撞，咁相撞後呢，咁架巴士就撞向咗赤柱郵局嘅位置，咁現在即係慶幸啦，就冇一啲重大嘅傷亡事故，咁只有司機啊，兩位司機，即係電單車司機同埋一個巴士嘅即係司機咧受傷，咁佢哋都報稱不適嘅，咁或者呢個可能未來可能或者警方嗰邊可能有更加詳細嘅一啲嘅討論，我哋先再決定究竟即係瞭解翻嗰個責任誰屬嘅問題啦。咁但係我喺呢之先嚟講咧，我哋都關心緊其實就係赤柱郵局現在嗰個復修個情況係點啊。咁我今朝亦都好見到其實即係不論係新巴啦，呢個嘅古蹟辦啦，甚至係郵局嘅同事啦，亦都好迅速去到現場，我哋有一個溝通，我哋面對面都有一個溝通。咁但係關注就係現在而家呢個復修個情況係點樣可以確保到即係呢一個二級文物，因為赤柱嘅巴士總站嗰、那個赤柱嗰個嘅郵局咧，都係一個二級文物嘅建築物嚟嘅。第二樣嘢就係話。在呢個郵局上面咧，我哋有啲嘅恆常嘅郵局郵政嘅通郵政嘅服務啦，包括可能係一啲嘅郵寄啊，同埋一啲嘅一個現在譬如一個疫情比較嚴峻啦，市民去攞一啲嘅深喉唾液樣本樽嘅嗰啲嘅服務咧，如何維繫咧？咁我今朝早亦都抽到即係郵政局嗰邊嘅回覆，就係話佢哋將呢個嘅深喉唾液嘅樣本樽咧，就增加咗嗰個嘅限度啊，俾咗淺水灣，但係大家如果都知道的話，去淺水灣對於赤柱居民來說實在是太遠了，實在是太遠了，所以我們都想問回，譬如民政處在這裡的話，我們都可以問回究竟會不會有機會可以在這個的郵政局回覆他們正常服務之先，在赤柱包括可能考慮會不會在這個的民政的分處裡面呢去提供樣本樽呢？那為什麼我們這麼強調一個樣本樽？因為其實現在很多的居民他都要按照現在即政府佢嗰個嘅相關嘅要求，不論係可能係要打疫苗又好啦，或者係一啲嘅檢疫都好咧，去確保佢下一個工作嘅動作或者佢合唔合乎嘅一個資格嘅。所以其實喺香港赤柱嚟講咧，市民對於嗰個樽嗰個嘅需求都好大嘅，特別喺現在郵政局如果係刪咗嘅話咧，對佢哋影響係非常之大，甚至乎現在如果再要去淺水灣咧，咁呢個咧恐怕係有啲論盡嘅。咁多謝主席。
好，咁我睇下巴士公司或者 AMO 有冇啲回应先，即係就住石澳嗰个巴士站嗰个復修计划，同埋就住你可能初步评估而家石柱油谷嗰个巴士站石柱油谷嗰个嘅復修个破坏嘅情况係點樣，会唔会 AMO 或者巴士公司可以回复先。AMO, 你係黃小姐，黃小姐。
多謝主席，多謝田嘅提問，係咁其實古蹟辦都喺書面嗰度都有一個回應嘅。咁石澳巴士站係一個二級嘅歷史建築啦，咁就係佢嘅定義就係具歷最特別嘅價值，同埋需要有選擇性地予以保存嘅建築物嘅。咁咧巴士站嘅建築物而家係即係成棟係留都喺度嘅，喺原址係保留緊。咁喺我哋文物保護角度嚟講，其實呢一個係符合咗一個最基本嘅要求先嘅。咁我哋咧都見到佢喺近日嘅時候係需要有啲剝落啊，或者係需要有啲維修嘅情況。咁據我哋所知咧，其實巴士總站咧，而家係地政總署管轄範圍嚟嘅。咁地政總署應該係透過，據我哋所知係透過短期租約嘅形式咧，係將巴士總站係租予俾新世界第一巴士服務有限公司嘅。咁其實個按照個條款咧，首要嗰個建築物嘅維修嗰個責任係屬於巴士公司嘅。咁但喺古物古蹟辦事處嚟講，我哋非常之關注呢件事啦。一月底嗰陣時咧，事情發生咗之後，我哋都同巴士公司嗰度取得咗聯繫，亦都了解到佢哋咧採取咗即時一啲嘅保養嘅行動咧，係減即係冇據我哋所知應該係冇一個即時嘅結構嘅危險嘅。咁我哋都同佢取得咗聯繫，但係日後如果有任何關於維修同埋保養嘅方案咧，古蹟辦咧一如以往係會好樂意從文物保育角度提供翻啲技術意見嘅。咁呢個係我哋對於巴士總站嗰邊嘅回應啊。
好。新巴是哪位？尹小姐，
是多謝主席。咁咧多謝議員好關心我哋石澳巴士總站嘅情況啦，亦都有不時同議員嗰邊有緊密嘅聯繫啦。就關於佢哋嘅發現，我哋總站裏面啲設施有啲損毀，佢都通知我哋，我哋亦都作即時嘅維修啦。咁樣咁如我哋即係嗰個書面回覆啦，咁同埋其他部門嘅回覆啦，咁其實呢個巴士站咧嘅範圍咧，其實我哋係以短期嘅租約形式向地政處去租用呢個位置咧，作為一個總站嘅。咁我哋都有即係喺我哋巴士公司能力範圍之內咧，我哋定期去睇翻，即係去巡查呢個總站裏邊嘅建築物嘅一個設施嘅情況啦。亦都喺我哋能力範圍以內咧，我哋有做一啲小型嘅維修，咁去確保呢個站咧嗰個保養嘅情況係良好嘅。咁但係因為其實呢個總站就並非我哋巴士公司擁有嘅建築物啦。咁當然我哋即係都好支持政府，如果做一啲保養或者修葺咧，我哋都表示好歡迎嘅，亦都會希望即係如果喺循呢個保育嘅方向發展嘅話咧，我哋都會希望可以提供一啲意見啦，俾政府部門去參考。咁或者睇下我嘅同事會唔會有其他嘅補充。
係，阿梁生。
唔該主席，咁亦都多謝彭議員提出呢一個問題嘅。咁正如頭先我同事所講啦，咁我諗我哋要強調咧，就係我哋而家係用一個短期租約嘅形式，就同地政署去租嗰笪地嘅。咁其實個租約裏邊咧就冇提到呢一座嘅建築物。咁喺呢一笪地裏面咧，其實我哋即係每三個月去做去續一次嘅即係租約。咁其實我哋好樂意就係即係如果政府即係不論係古蹟辦好或者其他部門又好，就去做一個長遠嘅保育或者係甚至乎活化即係成個建築物，我哋係樂觀其成嘅。亦都好願意喺譬如我哋下面嘅排隊嘅設施啊，或者係喺我哋運作上咧，係盡量去配合嘅。咁我哋都即係希望有即係區議會又好，或者係有政府部門又好，又係即係可以牽頭就去做一個即係比較長遠嘅保護方案咯。多謝。
好，我想問一問。 我想問一問，不如黃小姐會唔會可以講埋而家赤柱郵局嗰個情況，知唔知道啊？你哋大概有冇一啲消息可以 update 到我？
頭先議員都有提及啦，佢今朝喺現場考察嘅時候都有我哋嘅同事有出席到嘅。咁其實我哋琴晚都獲悉咗今次嘅意外啦。咁今朝早亦都派人到現場嘅，咁都有同建築署啊同埋香港郵政嗰邊了解過嘅。咁據我哋嘅了解咧，就係、是、郵局本身的結構並沒有即時的危險的，但當然它有損壞的地方，最主要在屋頂、在門那裡的。如果我們都一如以往，其實我們收到有任何的維修保養方案，我們樂意是會從文物保育角度提供技術意見的。
好，我想問一問巴士公司先，因為呢其實現在那塊地就你們短期租約租，那就你如果講到三個月這樣續一次的話呢，即是其實它已經過了個大租約的啦，即是個短期租約第一陣就已經過了啦，即是不知道7年或10年，那然後就之後一路續下去的啫。那但其實你們現在還有沒有用緊那個地方的老實實？
多謝主席。因為頭先都講啦，其實呢一座嘅建築物或者成個總站咧，都已經係好多年歷史嘅，就應該1955年到而家嘅嚇。咁我哋公司就喺1998年嘅時候咧，就即係新巴就接手咗呢一個九號路線啦，即係舊中巴嘅路線啦。咁當時咧，其實我哋即係根據我哋查翻嘅資料咧，其實當時咧，就所有的地啦，同埋個建築物咧係交還俾政府嘅。咁、所以我哋嗰個租約咧就由1998年開始到而家嘅。咁、就一路就會3個月就去即係交一次租咁樣嘅。咁我哋喺現時嘅運作嚟講咧，我諗彭議員即係去過現場都見到噶啦。其實我哋除了用了地下的地下有間房仔的，咁其實都即係你可以叫我用緊啦，因為其實我哋啲員工都唔入去嘅嗰間房仔。咁、那個房仔會幾時用呢？就我哋有啲清潔工，佢放置咗一啲嘅清潔嘅用品，就喺嗰間房仔度嘅。
好，
咁同埋後邊咧就有一個比較簡陋嘅洗手間嘅，咁、那個洗手間咧就我哋員工會用噶啦。咁但係不過即係喺過往咁多年啦，其實係逢係暑假一啲游泳嘅高峰期啦，其實我哋條線都會搬去即係停車場嗰邊嘅。咁即係成個暑假可能講緊2個月啦、3個月啦，咁都會搬去嗰邊嘅。咁所以其實我哋都唔係話一定要用呢一座建築物咁樣嘅，即係而家運作情況就係咁啦。
明白，
唔該。
好，先問文宇。
I'm a little bit confused because I don't see any plans. Can you give us the boundaries exactly about what is being let to the bus company? Because I see the ticket office, and then what is the ticket office of the bus company says I'm only using a small room. Is the ticket office also only the small room or the entire building? I try to understand exactly what is the lens department deal here. Because also I find that in the text, at least in the English text of what you say here, I see a different description. I see that the AAB, sorry, the Lands Department says that responsible for repair of the existing ticket office, and then the AMO says for the terminus building. So is that a technical translation issue, or is there a difference of opinion between AMO and the Lands Department? I try to have a clear understanding, and maybe a map and a floor plan will be very clear what the agreements are. Then in terms of when the bus terminal, the terminus building would, or the ticket office or whatever, was first handed to Newwood Phillips Buses in 1998, what was the condition it was in when you were first granted the use of that from that space? And then my question is corporate social responsibility. The bus company, how many heritage structures do you get to use? How many heritage structures are you so lucky that you can look after, that you can nurture, that you can love? How many of these structures have you been granted the privilege to nurture and love? And if so, is it the love you give to Hong Kong? This is what you do. And then you come here, complain like little kids that you have to pay for fixing it up and somebody else would fix it up. I think you should hang your head in shame You could have loved this building. You could have nurtured it. You could have painted it every summertime. And you don't do that. And then you come here and say, oh, sorry, it's not too expensive. Come on. How expensive is this little building? I can paint it myself in a couple of weekends with some friends. And you don't do that. And then you come here and you write a letter. Sorry, I cannot fix it. I am happy to do a little bit of repair work, but otherwise I'm not going to do anything. Well, you don't deserve the bus route. You don't deserve your license, your franchise agreement. Corporate social responsibility. Take care of society. You've been granted this little building to look after, and you can't care. I think you should hang your head in shame. I find it very... the stupidity of government to write stupid contract between the lands department, that is one thing. But your shameless attitude today from the bus company is horrific. You do not deserve the franchise, and you should be denied the franchise just on the behavior regarding this little building. With this behavior here.
跟住请啊陈炳阳员。好，多谢主席。唉，听完城巴森巴讲完，原来1998年开始就每三个月每三个月的短期租约，你租到而家都真系唔短啦。其实好奇怪，用个短期租约嘅方式去处理。睇翻你哋几个唔同 parties 嘅文字回复咧，系我理解唔到。我有啲同阿坡个谂法相似，就系、是。首先 AMO 回复就是新巴需按契约条款负责巴士总站建筑物的维修事宜，我理解的建筑物呢就好像张相咁，阿彭卓奇议员后面成座建筑物，这个第一个理解。第二到地政处的回复就说，为并没有租约条款规管保育现有票务处，现有票务处是不是由整个建筑物，定是地下那层有个窗门那个东西呢？不理解。好了，个问题来，第一个 AMO 讲一套，地政又讲另一样，究竟你两个哪个是正确的答案呢？第二了，看回张图啊，04年去到21年十零年就搞到成个废墟咁，即系话我谂中间都冇乜点维修过，即系冇理过，直头系二级历史建筑物，就搞到咁啦。我开头以为讲紧系唔知边个山卡拉嘅炮台咋，呢个位系嗱。既然你三个月要做续租一次嘅，即系呢个问地政总署嗰边啊，其实喺条款上边可唔可以加翻落去噶？加翻一啲条款就系要求巴士公司定期要维修、定期保养。咁当然啦 ，AMO 嗰边梗系俾个专业嘅意见，如何维修、如何保养啦。咁样又系咪一个可行嘅解决方法呢？即系你啱啱巴士公司 present 出嚟就永贵咧，个我哋就唔会用呢度噶。永贵我俾你三个月咧，一年十二个月，你就有四分三年都要用呢度噶。我所讲嘅系咁多，多谢主席。 啊，彭卓奇议员，
多谢主席。我讲嘅呢个嚟紧呢个发言有同阿陈炳阳议员个意见有少相似，不过想具体啲去讲翻就系、是，其实我哋自己本办事处，我哋睇翻呢个问题，我哋都想协助各个部门同埋系居民会，特别系我居民会同埋石澳居民嘅权益去解决呢件事。其实我哋注意到啦。會不會關鍵亦都係學陳炳陽議員話齋，其實喺個租約份上面出咗問題。咁或者咁講，租約嗰個第一樣嘢能否去披露俾本會聽咧？咁呢個可能留翻個主導權喺你哋度啦。可否與不能夠啦？咁我哋個意思其實就係想話，可能俾到我哋嘅意見啦嘅想法落去。如果唔能夠嘅，正如陳炳陽議員話齋，若果三個月去 renew 一次嘅話，首先呢個 duration 即係呢段長度會唔會可以改變呢？然後喺個合約裡面可以講得清清楚楚一個權責問題。點解我咁樣講呢？其實我都理解古蹟辦與新巴 各個部門佢個答覆嘅。喺古蹟辦個答覆就話，而家呢一個係行政性質，佢唔協唔影響相關部門去管理同維修，因為呢個由地政署管轄。咁其實會意回言下之意就係因為呢張租約嘅租約人提出呢張租約就係地政署，所以咧我哋唔喐得佢住。咁到新巴個回覆就話，嗱呢一樣嘢咧就因為。我哋租呢个位置，我用过巴士站嘅啫，咁入边嗰个嘅复修啊，各样嘢咧，我唔知道嗰个嘅租约里面有冇相关嘅责任要求。然喺新巴嘅角度嚟讲，佢哋即系当然佢哋又系一个私人嘅企业啦，但系正如司马文话，即系佢哋都要有即系一个社会责任啦。究竟佢嗰个尽嗰个责任嘅程度、个深度、广度、阔度，去到个咩程度咧？咁好坦白讲，我望向呢一个嘅石澳巴士站，我哋都痛心嘅吓，因为始终佢系一个历史嘅二级文物，咁啊。不應該是這個結局來的，咁包括咗，正如我所講，即係過去啦，或者未來啦，雨季又好啦。咁如果佢未來繼續有呢個嘅隱憂問題咧，咁好彩有時候居民可以發現到啫。若果發現唔到，其實係隨時係會對石澳居民啦，特別石澳嘅老人家啦，佢走避可能未必係咁迅速咧，係會有構成危險嘅。咁所以關鍵就係話，我哋睇到就係話，新巴我都注意到就係話，你哋話樂觀其成，但係我哋亦都感覺到就古蹟辦個答覆佢就好似隔岸去觀瞻，因為現在我哋唔可以直接地去到即係喺人哋租咗嘅地方去到幫人維修嘛。即係我做一個簡單嘅譬喻就係話，你去租樓，你租樓嘅話，租樓嘅地方，你嗰個位置有啲嘅冷氣機漏水問題，究竟係業主俾錢啦，定係你俾錢？但係關鍵呢個唔係一個咁簡單嘅物業嚟噶嘛，呢一個係一個好具歷史價值嘅地方，所以我都希望會唔會可以透過民政署啦，或者係我哋辦事處一齊去牽頭，一齊去解決呢一個嘅問題。希望咧各個部門咧，巴士公司又可以進行到佢巴士公司嘅責任，古蹟辦亦都可以好迅速地回應啊！希望下次可以覆下我 email 啊，如果我仲有機會 send email 嘅話，即係去覆我 email。即是具体啲，究竟可以几时解决到？然后地政署，我都有个问题想问地政署，现在其实系今日系咪冇出席噶？地政署系有出，我、哦、有出席嘅，系啦。咁都想问一问，究竟个租约能否披露？不能披露嘅都理解嘅。咁会唔会可以考虑去到即系将啱啱我哋议员上面嘅讨论去纳入呢一个租约里面，唔好让呢个巴士总站成为三不管嘅地带？多谢主席。
好，我首先处理咗一啲赤柱嗰邊嘅情況先，因為頭先阿彭卓傑議員有提過放樽嗰啲問題咧，喺你哋地方會唔會可以啊？係。
多謝主席。彭議員關注嗰個樣本瓶嗰度咧，我哋會後就會同郵政局同埋衞生署嗰度了解，睇下可以點樣幫到赤柱啲居民嚇。唔該曬。
好。Michael， 你講咗先。
唔好意思，好快咁跟進一下，因為我都簡單啲講翻，因為梁俊宇剛剛即都可以講翻，就係因為我哋現在嗰啲樽赤柱郵局嗰啲樽嘅限額就去曬，即係淺水灣。但係喺我哋居民嘅立場嚟講咧，咁即係有啲不便，即係可以研究到嘅話咧，希望可唔可以喺民政署或者甚至乎喺赤柱嘅一啲嘅政府嘅一啲嘅建築物裏面提供個樣本，因為其實現在咧每朝早咧都會。大排長龍，如果我印象冇記錯咧，郵局只係提供70個樣本樽嘅啫，70個，咁係遠遠係未必到符合到需求，盡量睇下可唔可以就喺本區啦，好嘛？多謝主席。
好，咁啊，會後咁啊，請民政署同阿 Michael 再跟睇下點樣搞啦。好，咁翻返去呢個巴士總站嗰個保育嘅情況啦。咁啊，我請新巴回應先，係阿梁生。
好，多謝。咁啊，亦都多謝 Paul 頭先嘅意見。其實我哋係好認同嘅。Absolutely agree with you。我哋喺石澳呢度營運咗我哋嗰條路線咁多年啦。其實我哋即係都好想係服務街坊啦。亦都對石澳嘅居民咧，就我哋都希望大家係保持溝通啦。同埋就想盡辦法就希望即係提供更好嘅服務嘅。咁所以即使頭先我哋講話我哋三個月做一次租，咁但係咧，其實喺過去咁耐以嚟，我哋都有做一啲嘅小型維修嘅，並唔係冇嘅。咁其中頭先阿彭議員展示嘅一啲相，即係嗰啲即係譬如今年啊，或者舊年啊嗰啲，都係我哋去做嘅。咁而之前其實我哋都有做嘅。 咁當然啦，我哋係唔係做咗一個好大型、好長遠嘅保育計劃出嚟啦。咁但係其實我哋都確實係做咗好多次一啲嘅譬如頭先司馬文議員提議到嘅一啲翻遊嘅遊啊，咁同埋做咗一啲即係其他簡單工程啊，我哋都係有做嘅咯，並唔係冇嘅。咁不過就係好亦都好老實講啦，就因為今年或者舊年開始都即係我哋面對住一啲嘅財政嘅困難啦，咁所以咧就即係做得係比較簡單啲。咁我哋正如頭先咁講啦，其實我哋係好認同，即係話如果有議會或者政府部門牽頭去做一啲大規模嘅保育或者甚至乎活化呢一個即係歷史建築嘅話咧，我哋係會支持同埋即係配合同埋甚至乎即係有啲咩意見嘅話咧，咁其實我哋都可以參與嘅。咁before that 即係未有呢一個大型嘅保育計劃之前咧，其實我哋都諗住就係會再做一啲嘅即係其他嘅即係工程，一啲嘅小型工程咧，就去解決或者係叫做減輕而家見到嘅一啲嘅問題嘅。咁即係譬如頭先阿彭議員展示嗰啲相嘅咧，其實嗰個係我哋初步做咗嘅嘢嘅。咁但係我哋都諗住睇下有其他嘅小型工程咧，就會再做咧。咁因為我哋都對呢一個建築物都係有感情嘅。咁所以即係如果頭先令到司馬文議員以為即係或者誤解咗我哋嗰、那個意向嘅話咧，咁呢個十分之抱歉啦。咁但係我想講嘅就係、是，即係其實咁耐以嚟我哋都有做啦。咁阿彭議員都好清楚，其實我哋都即係一路都有做嘅嚇。咁多謝位。
好AMO 請黃小姐。
Sorry， 請想澄清一下咧，其實保育咧並唔係你哋諗到咁神聖。是啊，咁抽象嘅一樣嘢，喺我哋日常嘅生活當中咧，其實保育咧係生活日常，每日生活每日佢對於嗰個建築物嘅保養就係保育嘅一部分啦，即係唔係等佢話揾一日要捉佢出嚟咧係整容，但其實你每日同佢日常清理生活日常，佢嗰就係生活日常，所以佢每個生活細節嘅保養就係保育最主要嘅一部分。是啦，就不是某一日請他出來整容的。咁其次我想講呢，其實保育有一啲原則嘅。第一，原址保留。咁如果喺巴士站建築物呢個呢已經做到啦，佢係原址保留。第二，最理想佢保留佢原本嘅功能。佢由1955年到而家無論轉咗巴士公司之後，佢都係保留咗佢原本嘅功能。第三，原貌保養。我相信其實原貌佢保養到嘅。咁但係個 condition 基本上係 regular 嚟，就要去聆聽嘅。咁要喺我哋嗰度亦都冇偏差嘅。我亦都唔使需要咧特登買一個大型嘅保育，將佢重新去整容，變咗第二個功能。佢既然係能夠達到原址保留原本嘅功能同埋原貌嘅保育，喺我哋嗰度已經係達到咗好高程度嘅保育嘅。咁其餘保育我哋要做嘅嘢就係佢日常嘅保養。而日常嘅保養咧 ，AMO 責無旁貸，但 AMO 冇權。咁所以咧，如果保育嚟講係都係協作嘅，希望大家嘅支持同埋配合啦。我哋有收到 proposal， 一定會係被 comment 嘅。咁呢一方面嘅責任，我哋係責無旁貸。對於頭先彭議員話我哋有 email 嚟到我哋冇覆嘅話咧，我喺呢度道歉先嚇，因為我哋真係前一排真係好多。咁今日我哋都專程出席，當面係同阿彭議員咧係解釋翻我哋嘅情況嘅。多謝各位。
好，地政總署請阿李生。
多謝主席。咁就嗰個租約範圍嗰個呢可以會後呢提供返嗰個租約嗰個圖，咁俾大家一個參考嘅。咁至於頭先都提及過呢，就究竟點解我哋個書面回覆呢就係講緊一個票務處，而響古蹟辦嗰度呢就係講緊巴士總站嘅建築物呢。咁點解叫票務處呢？當年我哋響1998年去同新巴確立嗰份租約嘅時候咧，我哋跟翻咧當其時嗰個用途去解釋翻嘅啫。而喺成個租約範圍入邊咧，其實得1001個建築物，
就是我哋嘅租約叫票務處，或者係一般市民，或者係古蹟辦講嘅所謂嘅巴士總站構築物啦嚇。咁、所以其實講緊同一樣嘢嚟嘅啫嚇，純粹係大家嗰個文字上嗰個唔同咁解啫嚇，出處唔同咁解啫。咁至於嗰、個租約嗰個條款入邊咧，其實個租客咧係需要咧去維修保養嗰、那個。入面個建築物，而租約入面都寫得好清楚呢，就係、是、包括咗而家現有嗰、那個我哋文字上嘅叫做票務處係成棟嘅，就唔係話佢只係用地下某一個空間或者係嗰一層，而唔需要顧及其他嘅，所以係一整體嘅去做嘅。咁點解我哋喺個書面回覆入面亦都提及專登要強調，就係話租約條款入面冇呢一個保育嘅相關嗰個條文咧，係純粹因為回應翻議員今次就住呢一個議題咧，佢嗰、那個出發咧就係、是、以一個保育為前提。咁所以我哋咧想提翻呢一樣嘢啫，因為其實頭先都有講過，就係話當份租約生效嘅時候咧，係1998年。咁而呢一、這個我哋所講嘅票務處咧，去到2013年咧，先至係被確定做一個二級嘅建築物。咁所以變咗咧，我哋當其時嘅租約條款咧，係冇加入任何一啲保育嘅條款。但係我哋慣常一定會有嘅咧，就係話如果當我哋有一個租約，而入面包含咗現有建築物好啊，或者是將來個租客需要提出放置一些後加建築物都好呢，租客呢是必須要去維修保養的。咁、我回應係咁多，唔該。
好，我諗咁樣啦，即係呢其實我基本上呢我係同意頭先黃小姐就住呢一個石澳巴士總站嗰、那個嗰、那個現況、那個保育嘅情況呢，咁我相信即係的而且確呢是会已经是一个比较好的一个情况来的。我觉得现在我们要处理的问题呢，其实只是两个，或者第一个问题就是究竟几时或者哪一个是会有一个的复修方案。如果例如巴士公司他们是不会自己搞的，或者其实他都觉得没什么复修，纯粹都是清那些青苔啊，重新游一次油啊，可能就已经解决了的话呢，咁係咪巴士公司可以都承擔到呢一個嘅費用同埋責任呢？咁樣其實就已經解決咗問題啦，所以我唔再收大家舉手問嗰啲嘢啦。巴士公司會唔會可以做到啊？你哋即係我諗其實真係清一清個牆邊同埋游一游，重新游一游啲油嘅，我唔知嗰度幾錢啊，但係係咯，你哋會唔會可以做到啊？
多謝主席。首先呢，就其實我哋之前自己都已經估算過嘅，咁其實我哋都正如頭先所講啦，其實我哋都打算去做嘅、即係好似主席咁講，就係起碼都遊返啲油同埋清理咗一啲即係見到即係眼前見到嘅一啲小嘅問題啦，咁其實我哋都願意去做嘅。咁不過就由於大家對租約裏面嘅條款呢，就有啲嘅即係同地政總署方面呢，就可能有啲嘅唔同嘅睇法。咁我哋事後呢可以搵埋即係地政總署啦，同埋即係彭議員，大家一齊去傾嗰、那個租約條款裏面嘅嘢啦。咁因為我哋要釐清我哋嘅責任先，雖然我哋願意去做啊，咁同埋我哋都會想，因為我哋都知道政府亦都有一啲嘅即係就保育同保育歷史建築嘅一啲嘅基金嘅，咁我哋都會想同即係古蹟辦或者係政府相關部門就去溝通，即係點樣係可以攞到嗰啲基金咁。咁即係我再一次強調咧，其實就我哋只係因為嗰個租約裏面嘅條款就有啲條文唔清晰，咁所以我哋頭先有嗰啲即係困難，我哋未去解決嘅啫。但係其實我哋過往一路都有做一啲小型工程嘅。
好，
咁而家眼前呢個情況咧，其實我哋都即係除咗之前同彭議員一齊就清咗一啲啲碎石之外咧，其實我哋都有打算就再做。即係更多嘅工程去修復咁樣。
我諗2004年，即係頭先呢一個畫面左邊嗰張圖咧，就其實都係油完油嗰個即刻個情況，咁就所以好似好光鮮、好新淨咁啫。我想再 clarify 多一句，就係即係巴士公司對於嗰個嘅租約裏邊 嗰、那個所謂要負責保養維修，究竟係咪包括埋呢一啲類似而家咁樣嘅，係咪叫翻新定唔知叫咩都好啦？即係你哋係有啲咁樣嘅 question， 所以你哋就想同地政去釐清。咁但係如果釐清咗係你哋嘅話咧，你哋係願意去做嘅，係啦。咁就你哋預大概幾耐可以搞得掂啊？即係釐清到啊？
其實我哋可以今個會後就即係約埋地政處或者彭議員啦，甚至乎可能古蹟辦啲同事就大家真係坐低傾傾嗰個租約啊，同埋頭先我提過一啲嘅基金啊，即係相關嘅問題，其實我哋都準備咗嘅。咁即係我哋釐清咗呢啲問題之後，咁我哋就可以即係着手去搞。
好，黃小姐係咪佢哋嗰啲基金公司都可以申請啊？佢哋？
我哋的而且確咧係有一個歷史建築維修資助計劃嘅，咁較早前咧都將有關嘅單張係交咗俾巴士公司佢哋參考嘅，咁但係當然啦，呢一個計劃咧係由發展局係處理嘅，咁所以佢哋直接佢哋都可以再問下佢哋申請嘅詳情啊。咁另外喺租約嗰度，我都想有少少補充。咁一般嚟講，其實咧古蹟辦核下咧都會睇到有唔少牽涉政府租約而又係成為咗歷史建築嘅建築物嘅。咁嗱，因為佢租約佢嗰個係由98年開始啊，一路以短期租約嘅形式咧，係一路延續到而家嘅。咁2013年就歸咗嘅。咁一般有時我哋都會收到啲類似嘅情況咧，就係、是租約有時咧地政佢哋都會 refer 過嚟俾我哋睇，話啊，我哋可能因為要轉租承租人啦，咁我哋睇嘅時候，我哋係會加入一啲保育嘅條款嘅。咁就大家即係增強咗部門之間嘅協作啦。咁喺個保育條款落咗個租約嗰度咯，咁我哋咧就會更加係有權有責咯。咁嚟包括咧，可能話俾佢哋聽，佢任何嘅工程咧，佢係要提交俾我哋去做 comment 啦。我哋係會好強烈咁建議鼓勵佢哋咧喺原址嗰度會擺啲 information sign 喺度介紹嗰個建築物嘅，係啦，等等。
好，阿Paul。
So, can I suggest that this is part of the Invigorate Island South office under Brenda Au?Because she's within the Bureau, Lens Department falls under the Bureau, AMO falls under the Bureau, your application goes to the Bureau, so I suggest that the best coordinating officer would be Brenda Au, Invigorate Island South, to help this. Second suggestion, can we please include not just only the building, but the area of the bus stop? There is an ugly, rusting fence in front of your building, between the building and the road. There's planters that need a bit of repair.The area as a whole can be invigorated and made good. So I suggest not just to do the building, but do the bus terminus area, including the building. And then I must say, from the third item is this, and that AMO has to look into this. Something has gone really badly wrong. When you graded the building 60 times, if I calculate 15 years, 3 months, 60 times...There was a renewal of the land lease. And you never fixed the terms. For 60 times, you don't fix the terms. You have something wrong between AMO and the lands department about these sites. That you let 60 times a renewal without getting, you know, you've already made a change to the status of the building, but you don't make any change to how you're letting the building and how the maintenance is done, and you don't solve it. How many more buildings do we have in Hong Kong with that same problem?Do we have more problems like that? I think we should learn from this issue that this is not something that happens to many other buildings that we have. So those are my three points, Jim. Thank you.
好，我相信阿波頭先嗰個都係一個可能即係呢個係政府部門之間嗰個嘅情況啦。即係我相信即係一般而言咧，地政總署嗰個做法都係，總之你唔係有啲人有想租約，又唔係要搬走，又唔係要斷咁咧，就一路續落去。Which 我哋其實都講好多次嘅，你即係長租俾人哋，就不如俾個長租約人哋，就唔好三個月咁樣租啦。咁但係呢一個係可能我哋等下次阿地政總署署長真係嚟嘅時候咧，咁係可以同佢講下嘅。即係我覺得呢個情況係十分之唔理想嘅，咁我相信咁即係聽落咧個問題就好圓滿咁解決咗啦。阿彭卓琪有冇啲咩 further 最後要補充咧？我俾你有 last word 係啊。
多謝主席啊，真係俾我 last word， 即係呢個有唔知有冇弦外之音真係。不過點都好啦，都好多謝部門同埋古蹟辦個答覆嘅，都係都。 咁都希望啦，希望盡量喺五月啦之前啦，即係五月尾之前啦，特別係5月31日之前啦，希望如果可以盡量就早啲可以有個 meeting 可以跟進咗佢呢，咁就真係因為啲為免夜長夢多，因為的確我哋都收過好多石澳居民啊、居民協會啊，佢哋嘅一啲嘅意見同想法嘅，咁盡量睇下可唔可以呢個月內我哋可以有個會議啦，咁當然都睇下你哋嘅 schedule 啦，係咪？多謝主席。
好，唔該曬咁多位，咁我哋就盡快安排一個會議，咁就盡快處理咗佢，因為呢一個我睇落去都係好簡單嘅啫，應該係唔使好複雜嘅。咁我哋起碼短期內解決咗先，長期之後點樣再跟嘅就之後我哋再諗啦。好，唔該曬咁多位部門代表，唔該曬。